AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. Outrage and disbelief in Cincinnati over the second mistrial for white University of Cincinnati police officer Ray Tensing, who fatally shot Sam DeBose, an unarmed black motorist. Black Lives Matter's Brian Taylor.
This trial is a textbook example of how institutionalized racism works.
DeBose's family is demanding a third trial. The body of a missing 14-year-old girl has been found in a North Texas landfill. Bedford Police Chief Jeff Gibson says Caitlin Cargill's family, friends, and others in the Fort Worth suburb are shocked.
This is a terrible loss to the family, a great loss to her friends and classmates, as well as to our community. We are working diligently and tirelessly on a resolution to this senseless loss.
Caitlin was last seen by friends at a local dog park, asking them to mind her dog for a minute Monday evening. She never returned. After some 15 hours of deliberation over 2 days, a Nashville jury has convicted former Vanderbilt University football player Brandon Banks, one count of aggravated rape, another of aggravated sexual battery, and the 2013 gang rape of an unconscious female student. Two other former players are serving long prison sentences. A fourth, who testified against his former teammates, still faces trial. President Trump signs a bill to overhaul the Department of Veterans Affairs. A bipartisan measure makes it easier for the Department of Veterans Affairs to fire employees and to set up a permanent VA accountability office. Trump says the new law is part of a promise to dismiss workers who let vets down.
You are the warriors and heroes who have won our freedom. And we will never forget what you have done for all of us, ever.
This is AP Radio News. Google promises it will stop reading people's Gmail as a way to sell ads.
To help pay for the free Gmail service, Google has been scanning through what users were discussing and then showing ads connected to some of the topics. This is not used for the paid Gmail service. Watchdog groups were worried about privacy, and some users were creeped out by it. Google still plans to show ads within Gmail, but will use other ways to figure out which ads are most likely to appeal to each of its users. Microsoft and Apple have publicly skewered Google for having the audacity to mine users' emails for ad sales, but those attacks didn't undercut Gmail's popularity. It is the world's largest email service. I'm Ed Donahue.
Mutts only their owners would love are gathered in Petaluma, California for the world's ugliest dog contest. Dogs have names that fit their appearances, including Monkey and Icky and Mo. Mo's a 16-year-old pup who's blind and deaf. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.